بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سيدنا علي said, ثم يظهر قوم ضعفاء لا يؤبأ لهم. Then you will see these weak, insignificant people. لا يؤبأ لهم. Insignificant people. Insignificant people. These are not notables. They have no learning. There's no scholars amongst them. Insignificant people. قلوبهم كزبر الحديد. Their hearts are like pieces of iron. And in a riwayah, لا رأفة ولا رحمة على عدوهم. They have no mercy with their enemies. And the Prophet ﷺ said, من لا يرحم لا يرحم. Even this poor mother asking for her child to be... And let me say something, just predicate this here. I'm not exonerating these neoconservatives that opened this door. All right? I'm not exonerating what this country did to the Iraqi people. All right? Who opened the door of fitna? I'm not exonerating them. So I'm not talking, but I'm dealing with what we've got right now. This is a state. But see, they have hearts like iron. Hum ashab ad-dawla. That's what he said. Hum ashab ad-dawla. They're the people of Dawla. That's their name, Dawla. They call them Daesh in the Arab world. Dawla al-Islamiyya, right? They're the people of Dawla. That wasn't even a word the Arabs used other than just to revolve something. Tidka al-ayamu nudawiruha bainanas. They didn't use it for state at that time. Hum ashab ad-dawla. لا يفون بعهدن ولا ميثاق. They will not have any covenant. You can't trust them with anything that they say. يدعون إلى الحق وليسوا من أهله. They call to the truth, but they're not from the people of the truth. But these people, they don't study. They're Khawarij. And this media here is calling them Sunnis because they're killing Shia. They're not Sunnis. These aren't Sunnis. They're not Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. These are Ahl Iblis. فريقاً هدى وفريقاً حق عليهم الضلالة. One group was guided and another group حق عليهم الضلالة. ثبت عليهم الضلالة. In the hadith then he says, أسماؤهم الكنى. This is how you know them. And if you don't think these are accurate descriptions, Hudhayfa said, the Prophet got up in a khutbah and he spoke the whole day. He said every single fitna that would happen until the end of time. He described the leaders. He told us their names. He told us what would happen. And he said some of us could remember and other us couldn't. Every single fitna. So don't think these things weren't mentioned. Asma'ahum al-kuna. Their names are Abu so-and-so and Abu so-and-so. They don't go by their real names. Asma'ahum al-kuna. وَنِسْبَتُهُمْ الْقُرَىٰ. And they go back to towns, places. They don't go to tribes because the Arabs, they go by tribes. These people know. They go by places. Al-Baghdadi, Al-Ambari, Al-Juwayshi. All these names of their towns that they're from. Al-Libi, Al-Musri, Al-Maghribi. They go back to places. This is what the Prophet ﷺ, because it has hukum al-rafa, and people can say it's a weak senate. Sounds pretty sound to me. وَشُعُورُهُمْ مِرْخَاتٌ كَشُعُورَ النِّسَاءِ. They have long hair, wearing it like women. Look at all the pictures of these guys with their long hair. Because it's not that the Prophet ﷺ didn't have long hair, but it's no longer fashionable in the Arab world. Arabs don't wear their hair long, so that's a sign that you know them. Their hair is long. حَتَّى يَخْتَرِفُوا فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. They'll start fighting amongst each other. That's the nature. There's another troubling hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, سَتَكُونُ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الشَّامِ أَوَّلُهَا لَعِبُ السُّبْيَانِ. It begins with children playing in Dar'a. And then he said that it'll just be after that one fitna after another. كُلُّمَا سَكَنَ فِتْنَةٌ هَاجَتْ فِتْنَةٌ أُخْرَى. Every time it calms down in one place, it starts up somewhere else. In this, إِذَا خَرَجَتْ رَايَةَ السُّودِ. If you see the black flags, فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَهَا فِتْنَةٌ. It begins with a fitna. وَوَسَطَهَا ضَلَالَةٌ. And the midst of it is delusion, misguidance, error. وَآخِرَهَا كُفْرٌ. and it ends with atheism. Because that's what's going to happen. And in this hadith that Makhul relates, he says, Mali wali bani al-Abbas. Because most of these they thought had to do with the Abbasids. But then he said, Shayya'u ummati, they split my ummah. Wa albasuhum thiyab al-sawad. And they put black clothes on them. Albasuhum thiyab al-nar. May God put clothes of fire on them. These people are khawarij. They're killing Muslims. They've every single criteria. And don't be fooled by their piety. Don't be fooled by their piety. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, عند صلاتهم تحقرون صلاتهم. When you see them pray, you'll consider your prayer insignificant. وعند صيامهم تحقرون صيامكم. But he said, يقرؤون القرآن ولا يتجاوز حناجرهم. They'll recite the Quran, it won't go past their throats. The ulama said it means they won't understand it. They don't, because they don't have the tools. You can't understand the Quran without the tools. They won't understand it. And then he said, يمرقون من الدين, Sahih Bukhari, يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية. They will leave this religion like an arrow is shot out of a bow. And in a riwayah in al-Bukhari, it says, يَخْرُجُ فِي أُمَّتِي. And then the rawi says, مَا قَالَ مِنْهَا. There will come out amongst my ummah. And he didn't say from it, because they're not from him. These people are not from the Prophet ﷺ. They have nothing to do with the man who was sent as a mercy for all the world. And the fact that they're in any way, shape, or form associated with this religion is a grave tragedy. Muslims in this country have a big responsibility to get out there and educate people. The Quran says that if you kill a believer, متعمدًا فجزاؤه, your reward is Jahannam. That's the reward of killing a believer. And the Mu'ahid, they have rights. People have rights. These people have rights. These Syrian Christians, the Syrian, all these people have rights. They're Mu'ahidun. They're supposed to be protected. And the Shia are Muslims. They're not kuffar. They're Muslims. Just because he's a Shia doesn't give anybody a right to kill him or do anything. But these people don't care. I met a man in Turkey who was a Naqshbandi from Halab. He had welts on his back from the torture that they did with him. Why? Because he was an imam in a masjid where they did dhikr in a group. That's why he was tortured. And they were going to kill him. He escaped. They had a raid and a bomb fell, and he got out. And he fled to Turkey. We met him. I had lunch with him. That's the type of people we're dealing with. This is what we're up against. But I mean, I feel compelled to talk about this. I feel compelled to, you know, we have some young people that think somehow this has anything to do with Islam. You need to educate these young people. Young people filled with zeal, they want to do something. And they're fed up with seeing Palestinians massacred, Muslims massacred, nobody cares. They don't care here. They talk about the Christians in Iraq. What about all the Muslims? Far more Muslims have suffered at the hands of these people than Christians. They don't talk about the Muslims. Muslims, we don't mean anything. And that's the other half of the equation, is that they see that there's no mercy in the hearts of these people, so they feel compelled to show no mercy. But that's not our religion. That's another religion. That's not our religion. Our Prophet ﷺ did not, لا يدفع سيئة بسيئة. He didn't repel a wrong with another wrong. لكن بالحسنة. And he said, follow up a bad thing with a good thing, تمحوها, and it will obliterate it. That's his religion. But that's a hard religion. It's a lot easier to get angry. It's a lot more difficult to do that. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا يا الله.